Summary of Sunni Concepts. The difference between reconciliation with infidels and normalization with them. Permissible reconciliation with the warring infidel enemy. It is concluded by the Muslim imam who is subject to the law of his Lord. If he sees it by consulting the scholars and wise people of the solution and contract. It achieves the benefit of Muslims or wards off evil from them. It is a temporary peace until Muslims strengthen. Then he abandons their covenant with their infidel enemy.
Then they fight them so that all religion is for God. It is a reconciliation governed by conflicts of interests, corruptions, and the jurisprudence of budgets. It is not a permanent peace. The infidel is not given the right to remain permanently in Muslim lands.
The infidel will not be transformed by this reconciliation from an enemy into a friend. His hostility does not turn into his loyalty.
Rather, hostility towards him and disavowal of him remain, even with the conclusion of reconciliation.
As for normalization with the infidel Jews that is being proposed today, it is another matter that has nothing to do with reconciliation in its previous sense.
It is a betrayal of the religion of Islam and the Muslim nation for the following reasons. First, because it acknowledges the occupying infidel's right to permanently own Muslim lands. This is contrary to the purposes of Sharia law and the principles of Islam. Because it disrupts the ritual of jihad for the sake of God Almighty. Secondly, because it destroys the doctrine of loyalty and disavowal, which is the origin of there is no God but God. Where love, brotherhood, and peace with the Jews replace hostility and disavowal of them and their disbelief. It obliges the ruling regimes to silence anyone who declares their hostility and hatred towards them. Empty the school curricula and the media of everything that indicates this hostility, which God Almighty stated in His book. You will find that the people most hostile to those who believe are the Jews and those who associate polytheists. Thirdly, because it is a decade of humiliation and humiliation, where the enemy is superior. He is the one who dictates his conditions to Muslims and is dominant over their countries.
Everyone is always subject to him. Fourth, normalization allows Jews to enter Muslim countries and manipulating its economy, media, and education,
and controlling the country's capabilities by investing in them and spreading usury. He took charge of the country's administrations and made the sons of Muslims as lowly servants under their control. Fifthly, opening the country allows them to spread vice there and spread corruption on earth.
The Jews did not enter a land without corrupting its morals and economy. Sixthly, in normalization, it is aiding the Jews against the Mujahideen in Palestine and the liquidation of jihad there. This is a demonstration of the infidels against the Muslims.
This is one of the contradictions of Islam.
How can it be said after all this? Normalization with the Jews is a legitimate reconciliation.
It is measured by the peace of the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, with the infidels of Quraysh,
or with the Jews in the city.
The Prophet's peace with the Quraysh was only temporary.
What was his treaty with the Jews in Medina?
Except that they are under the rule and control of Islam. They were among its residents before his arrival, may God bless him and grant him peace. Despite this, they betrayed the messenger, may God bless him and grant him peace. They broke the treaty with this treason.
This is their religion.
So he evacuated them from it.
Then how is the contemporary regime's permanent normalization with the Jews measured?
They are systems that reject God's law and the rule according to it,
disrupting the ritual of jihad.
The Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, made a temporary peace with them. He is one who submits to the law of his Lord and submits to his rule.
Mujahid for his sake.
He made peace with them so that he would be strengthened to confront them.
He rejects their covenants and fights against them. Normalization, in reality, is humiliation and betrayal of Muslims. And sell their homelands to infidels. And their approval of it. It demolishes the doctrine of monotheism based on loyalty to God alone.
And disavowal of polytheism and its people, whether Jews or Christians.
Or any other religion that associates partners with God Almighty. And whoever seeks to remove enmity with the infidels, without inviting them to Islam and introducing them to it,
He seeks to change the religion of God that Muhammad, may God bless him and grant him peace, brought. And coming up with a new religion. Summary of Sunni concepts.